Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I tell people all the time, hey, just tune in. It's just like joining me in the living room, visiting with friends. And boy, that's exactly what we're doing today. Visiting with good friend, world-renowned architect, Mr. Don Ryden. I always get a kick out of the time we spend together. So we're talking ranch houses. Who knew there were 17 different types of ranch houses in Arizona? I threw out Reardon Mansion, and you said, no.
Nah.
What is it?
Well, exactly. It's an arts and crafts house.
Okay.
Not a bungalow. It is indeed a replica of a very large log cabin.
It's a cool house.
It is a cool house. And what's so amazing about it is while it looks like a log cabin, actually it's two houses jammed together and connected with a great big billiard room, but it isn't made of logs at all. It's made out of log slabs. So it's just quarter logs nailed to stud walls.
Studs.
Yeah. And now it's got a stone foundation. And,
Built by two guys that own a lumber mill.
Yeah. Michael and Timothy Reardon, the lumber kings.
They could have done anything they wanted to do.
Well, and they did, too. Okay. And so when you go inside, you'll see arts and crafts like mission furniture, custom built out of oak. It's just a gorgeous place. You've got to go see it if you've
missed it. It's a great tour. It really is. And the innovations that they implemented into the logistics of the house are fascinating. Not unlike, how do you pronounce it, the Rawson House?
Yeah, like the Rawson House, which is a Victorian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, lots of innovations on how you live in Arizona before they invented air conditioning. Okay, so if Reardon isn't a ranch, give me an example everyone would know that is a ranch.
Well, if you're as old as I am, you certainly see the prominence of Barry Goldwater's house up on top of the hill in Paradise Valley. I can remember as a kid driving by that and seeing how it just kind of draped over the top of the hill, and then it was crested by his giant ham radio antenna. You knew that was Barry Goldwater's house. But it was a rambling ranch house itself, and he loved the West. He loved Arizona. His parents and grandparents helped found the state. So, that's a giant one that you can still see up on the hills. But another variety that's one of those strange subsets of ranch.
Yeah.
You'll
what
find
are the 17 subsets?
Maybe the 18th.
Maybe the 18th.
Oh, there's probably more than that. Is in Tucson, and it's what we call the territorial ranch house. It has a flat roof instead of a low-pitched gable or hipped roof.
That was as big a mistake as moving the garage to the front of the house.
Yeah, well, what can we say? But it,
who's the famous, world-famous architect from Tucson that kind of drove that?
Now, that's the world-famous guy. His name was Josias Jostler, and he was actually born in Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
That's
the only thing I remembered about him.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. So, he was born in Switzerland, studied in Europe, and came to America, and settled at last in Tucson. And he used his design principles of Europe and combined them with the vernacular and indigenous materials of Arizona to create some beautiful custom homes in the foothills of Tucson with Murphy, who was the builder. They were kind of partner design and build in that big custom home neighborhood. And these territorial homes were, of course, flat tops that kind of looked like Pueblo architecture. But he used red fired adobes to do his homes out of. And then they would smear the surface of it with mortar wash.
Just a mortar wash.
Yeah, just a mortar wash.
Not a plaster
coat. So you didn't plaster at all. You just kind of made it look like a pinto.
Yeah, right.
a painted horse with this. And you never had to paint. You never had to replaster. There were no cracks. It was super low maintenance approach to construction. So He had rooms and angles that fit the land, just like the old ranch houses that we were talking about that inspired Cliff May. But he did them anew with the Tucson twist.
Well, there isn't a community you could go into, Arizona, not Tucson, not Phoenix, not Wickenburg, Prescott, Flagstaff, where you're not seeing people try and give the ranch a renewed look.
Right.
And I know you have some pretty strong feelings about that.
Well, I mean, it's just a feeling of letting a building be itself. Now, so many of the ranch-style houses in the subdivisions are admittedly kind of bland. And people like to freshen them up and modernize them, and that's fine. But if you're on a kind of a tight budget and you've got a ranch-style house, I would recommend that you enhance it using the materials and the detailing and the features of porches and awnings and so forth that actually are part of the ranch-style architecture. So if you're going to take a plain ranch house, enhance it a little bit using its own vernacular, its own language. If you're doing something, you know, if you've got a lot of money and you're really wanting to do something that just completely changes it or modernizes it, that's something different.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. But I
see a lot of them being transformed into what I would call mid-century modern boxes.
Yeah, yeah. There's another branch.
A completely different flavor.
Yeah, that's a different flavor of the era, which were the contemporary style houses, which came to us from California from a developer named Eichler. And they're famously now known as Haver houses, after the architect Ralph Haver. And so those are modern versions of contemporary houses. So if you had a metaphor between the ranch-style house and the contemporary house of the 60s, you would be comparing – well, it's like Toy Story. The ranch house is Woody, and the contemporary house is Buzz Lightyear.
Okay. All right. So, I can get that.
Yeah, you get that. I guess I would just warn homeowners that think in the next larger scale. Think of what your changes to your house is going to mean to the integrity of the look of your streetscape.
There's a lot of people not giving that any consideration.
That's for sure.
That started with the McMansion stuff, right?
That's exactly right. And you talk about McMansions and ranch-style houses. We lament the loss of the integrity of the streetscapes in beautiful Arcadia here in Phoenix. Those have been transformed totally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you consider the original appeal of it was large lots, mature landscaping, you scrape all that and go setback to setback with a footprint of a building and take it up two stories and blah.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame, but that's how it goes sometimes. It's lamentable, but we move on.
All right. So let's repeat a little bit. We've talked a lot about the different styles of ranch, but if you're what are they? There's the traditional early ranch, the California ranch, the Spanish colonial ranch, the French provincial ranch, the American colonial ranch. You even mentioned in Tucson the territorial ranch. I mean, what's the one common denominator that makes them all ranch?
Long and low.
Okay.
And traditional Old West materials and the twist to our 20th century houses is that instead of relating to the street for your family, you move to the back of the house and you invite your friends over for your own house parties.
And you put up a 6-foot block wall all the way around the backyard.
Welcome to Phoenix.
We are truly unique in that characteristic, neighborhood characteristic.
That is true. It makes me so surprised to go to northern Minnesota and see the neighborhoods where their houses are just sitting out in these big lawns that everyone shares. You cannot define the property lines in some of these neighborhoods.
You can look across 20 backyards.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's everybody's bicycle and trampoline and upright swimming pool and lounge chairs and barbecues and they're all... It's all just there.
That's right. And when the big wind comes, everything shifts. But everybody still has stuff.
Yeah. Well, Don, I can't thank you enough for being with us here at this broadcast from Wickenburg, talking ranch homes. Now, can we talk just briefly about a ranch home in this general vicinity that you've actually been recently retained to do something with?
Yes, yes.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Working for the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
The one out in the middle of the desert. You drive from Phoenix to Wickenburg for an hour and a half, and then you get off the road and drive an hour and a half towards Alamo Lake. It's a place called Palmarita Ranch. There are two melting adobe houses out there that in themselves show all three plateaus of the development of the ranch-style house. A 1916 adobe of two rooms, a 1936 simple ranch house of adobe, and then a 1946 addition to the adobe, the original, which envelops it, and it's like the California style. So if you go out and look at these semi-ruined homes, it's open, wide open. You can go see them. You can see the three plateaus of ranch-style architecture at Palmarita Ranch.
And, Don, you've done so much. It's not your only niche, but you've done so much historical renovation. If people wanted to see samples of your work, where's the gallery? Where's the showroom?
Well,
where's the website?
We've there. I think in our realm of historic preservation, when you don't when your work can't be seen, you've done a good job.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we've done everything from outhouses to state houses. So if you go to Saguaro Ranch in Glendale,
Yes. You
can see the restored ranch houses and farmyard that we worked on there. So we even had to replicate the outhouse. If you want to go to the other end of the spectrum, we are right now working on remaster planning the interiors of our state house at the state capitol.
That's fantastic. Architect and good friend, Don Ryden. I always enjoy our time together.
Well, thanks a lot, Rosie. It was good to be here in Wickenburg, especially to help unearth some architectural nuggets in honor of Henry Wickenburg.
Henry Wickenburg. Happy 200th. All right. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.